I think one of the worst aspects of the Fukushima incident is that we hear from the media all these dramatic claims about nuclear power, radiation, radioactivity, meltdowns. And these claims really scare a lot of people. I think part of the reason they scare a lot of people is no one has explained in our education or in even the media coverage what these things really are. So I think the important thing for us to do before we discuss Fukushima, which we definitely will do, is to get clear on what nuclear power is and isn't and what its safety concerns are and aren't. And that way we can make sense. How does that sound to you?
It sounds good, Alex, and you're exactly right. And I frankly blame the nuclear industry and our government for the fact that the education about nuclear power is simply non-existent. We built our first plant in 1957 in Shippensport, Pennsylvania, by Duquesne Electric Company. Since then, we've built 104 plants, none since 1977. They've supplied 20% of our electricity. The world has 444 operating plants, and yet not 25 cents, to my knowledge, has ever been spent on explaining to the public what nuclear energy really was in terms of creating electric power. And therefore, the fearmongers have moved in and made the public think that a nuclear energy plant is tantamount to a nuclear bomb, and that if things go wrong, the bomb goes off. And so the world is held in incredible fear, totally unwarranted. I can explain nuclear energy to a fifth grade class, and they will have no trouble understanding all of it, because a nuclear power plant is really nothing more than a hot water heater. In a hot water heater, we have a cylinder filled with water. It has metal rods in it, which we electrify. The electric creates resistance in the metal, and heat is given off to the water, and we have hot water. Well, in a nuclear power plant, instead of using metal rods that we charge with electricity, we have cylinders of small pieces of uranium that hang in a vessel of water. The uranium just naturally fissions or splits off atoms, and in the process of splitting off these atoms, heat is created, and the heat heats the water, and in an old-fashioned, which the Fukushima plants are, what we call a boiling water reactor, the water heats up, eventually flashes into steam. The steam is funneled into a turbine. The turbine moves, and electricity is created. It's just that simple. Now we don't build those anymore. For the most part, we build what are called pressure water reactors, where we keep the water in the vessel with the nuclear rods under pressure so it does not flash under into steam. And instead, it transmits its heat across a metal barrier into another loop of water not in contact with the nuclear rods. That water flashes into steam, goes into the turbine, and creates electricity. But of course, because large amounts of nuclear radiation can be damaging to humans, we have to have a lot of safety systems to ensure that none of the radiation or large quantities of the radiation escape into the atmosphere and create health impacts on humans. But it requires a lot of radiation, frankly, to escape to create a problem. And they are so safe that in 40 years of operation with 444 plants around the world, nobody, there's never been a loss of life. There really hasn't been any negative impact on health. It is, in fact, the safest form of energy, because as you compare it to coal-fired plants and gas-fired plants, there are accidents all the time that take hundreds of lives, frankly, around the world. And, of course, coal mining creates a loss of life. So nuclear power is actually, by a country mile, the safest form of energy, and yet the entire world is held captive by fear because they don't understand it.